Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I don't know about you, but I have had enough of all the negative press lately. Look, I read a ton of news and sundry articles to prepare for this show each week, and really just to keep up with, you know, with the economy in general, you know, at the national level, of course, and especially here locally. You know, as an active investor and landlord, you know, it's important to keep informed and stay up on those developments. But man, I think I need to take a break from yield curves. That thing just inverted again last week, by the way. The 10-year and the 2-year, and take a break from China and trade wars and all the market volatility that we've been seeing out there on the exchanges. Of course, the markets just tanked again on Friday, right? Down another, 600-plus point drop. And who knows what's going to come out of the latest G7 summit that's going on right now over in France. Look, today I want to take a more positive focus and get away from the news of the day. You know, we talk on this show about financial freedom and getting there through passive income, which we build up, of course, by investing in rental real estate. And that can be single family houses or small multifamily or even large apartments, you know, or all of the above, some mix of the above, of course. You know, financial freedom, that's our goal. And we say it all the time on this program. What we're doing here is not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Look, we are creating a lifestyle for ourselves. Now I do acknowledge, yes, it is the money that allows the lifestyle, no doubt, right? No doubt about that. But more importantly is how we go about putting that money, that cash flow into place that really allows for the lifestyle. Look, passive income is going to trump your earned income from a job or self-employment any day of the week. And passive income from real estate will trump most other forms of passive income, hands down. I mean, what other investment vehicle makes you money five ways? Now, if you're a new listener to the program, we're going to talk about that briefly here in just a second, those five ways that we make money. I just want to hit on that very quickly to bring you up to speed. But more importantly, I then want to focus on something else that happens when you start buying rental real estate. And if you've been investing for a while, you'll know what I'm talking about. And look, just for background, I'm a single family investor. That's what my wife and I do. And what I'm going to tell you here today, I've experienced firsthand. And I've seen it in my fellow investors as well as they develop and grow and continue down the same path. So let me take a step back and tell you something. I remember my mentor at Lifestyle saying years ago when we were just getting started, you know, and if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, then I'm sure you've heard Lynn Murrow hosting the show in the past. Well, back when my wife and I got started 7 years ago, Lynn was our single family mentor. And I remember Lynn made a reference at one point when talking about buying and fixing up single family houses. She said, you know, it's like having a bag of potato chips in front of you. You know, do you remember the old Lay's potato chip commercials? No one can eat just one, right? Well, Lynn said, and very much correctly, that single-family houses are just like that bag of potato chips. Once you buy and fix up one, you just want to keep going. Heck, you can't stop. It becomes addicting. You know, no one can eat just one. It is. It's kind of like a drug, which is why I don't buy potato chips, by the way. I can't stop myself. And let me tell you, like any drug, there are side effects. Seriously, there are side effects when you start buying these houses or apartments. You'll start to notice changes in yourself that you probably did not expect just from buying a few houses or getting into a few apartment deals, even as a passive investor. And that is what we're going to take a look at today. Now, for the new listener, I do want to quickly underscore why we use real estate as our tool for achieving that financial freedom that we talk about. So this is the money part, okay? Look, real estate is tremendously powerful as an investment vehicle. Like I said, we make money five ways with rental real estate. Let's touch on those real quick. So number one, of course, is cash flow. If you're living off the cash flow, that's the most important. That's the money that we put in our pocket each month from our rental properties, right? This is what funds our lifestyle. Cash flow is what is left after we collect our rent each month and pay any expenses associated with the property, right? And here in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where I sit, we're seeing anywhere from a few hundred dollars to up to, you know, maybe $500 per month in cash flow. On average, we're at about $400. I just did a deal north of Fort Worth, took it full cycle, and we're a little bit north of $400 a month on that one. So number one is cash flow. Number two, equity buildup, right? Every month, you're collecting that rent. We just talked about that. Part of that rent goes towards paying down the mortgage, okay? Usually when you start off with a new mortgage, it's going to be somewhere between $150, maybe $200 when you initially put that loan on the property, and it's going to grow from there. And that's great. Again, somebody else is paying the mortgage for us, and we're building up our equity in the property, building wealth. Number three, equity capture, right? When you follow the lifestyles model, you buy houses at a discount, usually because they need repairs, right? Or there's some sort of a fire sale because someone's in a hurry. And we're able to go in. We get those renovations done at a great rate using contractors and whatnot from our lifestyles vendor list. And we create value, right? That's the equity capture. That's the value that we create above and beyond our purchase price and rehab costs. Number four is appreciation. And I don't care where you're sitting in the nation right now. Most of us have seen a ton of this. Here in Texas, for sure, we've been on fire the past few years. You got to remember, real estate doubles in value every 20 years. You'll see some ups, you'll see some downs, but on average, it's going to go up. So you will see some growth in values on your properties. And again, that's that wealth building effect right there. And finally, number five, the tax advantages. There are sundry tax advantages. I mean, the tax code, it favors real estate investors. You got to think about who's putting that tax code into place. That's our government. And a lot of those guys have their fingers in that real estate pie. So there's a lot of tax advantages. So what I want to talk about when we come back from the break is some of those side effects that we mentioned. Now, if you have questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. Or give me a call. This is a live show. The number here in the studio is 877-711-5211. Again, that number is 877-711-5211. I will take your calls live on air. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and if you want to know more about Lifestyles Unlimited, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can check out our schedule to see when we have one of our free upcoming workshops.
To master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup. Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're going to be talking about some of the side effects that you will experience when you start buying rental real estate, whether it's multifamily as a passive investor or single-family houses, which is what my wife and I do. We've been around the Lifestyles organization for a number of years. We joined a little over 7 years ago, I guess, and have been investing ever since. And we've gotten to know a lot of the folks there and watched their development alongside ours. So some of these are just observations I've taken away, you know, from this experience. And we talked ahead of the break just a little bit for the new listener about how we get our money, right? The five ways that we make money in real estate. That's the cash flow. That's the equity buildup because the tenant's paying down that mortgage for us. There's the equity capture because we're buying right? You make your money when you buy. The natural market appreciation that will occur, and then the tax advantages. So again, that's where the money comes from, right? And that's what makes real estate such a great investment. But again, it's not about the money, right? It's about the lifestyle. And I want to talk about some of those side effects. And you're likely to experience some, maybe all of these benefits when you start investing. So number one, this is a very simple one, and this may not apply to everybody out there. If you're not already a homeowner, if you don't live in your personal home or house, I have a number of friends that do invest that are still renting apartments or condos. It affords them a little bit more flexibility to travel, to get up and go. Which I get that. But for those of us out there that are homeowners, I have found that getting started in this real estate investing industry has made me a better homeowner and a better neighbor. You know, I mean, houses, they're on the whole, they're pretty simple. There's not just a heck of a lot to them. You know, the electrical maybe gets a little hairy. Be careful, you know, playing with fire, right? HVAC's not anything that I can deal with. But on the whole, there's a lot of stuff that I can do around the house. And I've just learned a ton by being a part of this real estate investing. Now, I'm not out there in the field doing this stuff on my rental properties myself. We hire out the work, but you're naturally going to learn over time. And as part of the general mentoring and education process, you will be in a learning environment, you know, constantly, and learning about houses and learning about apartments and improvements and that sort of thing. And what I found as a landlord is over time, I've gotten better at, now we self-manage our portfolio, I should mention that, you know, which is one of two routes you can go with single family, right? You can hand it off to a property manager, which a number of our close friends have done that over time. They started out self-managing and eventually just got to a point where they wanted to travel, for example, or maybe just got portfolio got too big, whatever. They handed off to a property manager. But we keep self-managing. And what I've noticed is we continually get better at troubleshooting. You know, our tenants, we only take our repair requests in writing, right? No one sends in a letter. Typically it's email, maybe it's the occasional text, but we don't take calls. So that noise you hear in the background about tenants calling you at midnight due to a toilet stoppage, that doesn't happen, okay? We get emails and have a little bit of back and forth, encourage the tenants to attach photos and whatnot. We've gotten very good at troubleshooting our rental properties, and naturally that translates to our own personal houses. And I'll tell you, with the access that we have to the Lifestyles vendor list, which is that thing is gold, we've got, you know, the AC guy that we use on our rentals, he does our personal house, for example. The foundation companies that we use at our rentals, well, we recently had to do some repairs at our own house. The west side of the house was starting to drop. You know, I could feel it walking down, starting to see the sheetrock crack. So we got a couple of the vendors out, got some bids, and got the work done, and got it done at investor pricing. So that was a huge boon to us. You know, we know what some of those retail guys out there in the market charge, and it's crazy. And of course, you become a better neighbor. I can't tell you how many times neighbors will come to you with questions. They know what you do. they know what you're involved with and that you have that knowledge there. And I enjoy personally the extra community that comes from that. And my sister, who lives in Florida, she calls me all the time. a lot of the times my answer to her is, look, here's what the problem probably is. Now, I can't tell you how to fix it. I can tell you that I call this guy to do that for me when that happens. So, but we talk all the time because she knows what I'm doing, and it's made us a better homeowner and better neighbor in that sense. And I think more importantly, another very important side effect that you'll experience is that you will become a much more confident person. And that's juxtaposed to when you get started out buying rental property. Before you go into that first multifamily passive deal as a passive investor, or before you go into that first single family deal, I can think back 7 years ago. I know how it was sitting on the other side of the table, nervous, very nervous. It took us a very, very long time to pull the trigger. We had nothing but fear. Everything's going to go wrong, right? But here's what happens. You finally do it. You get some help from your mentors if you're at Lifestyles or wherever you are, and you get educated. You gain some confidence in that sense already. And finally, you pull the trigger and you do your first deal and you fix up this ratty old house and you get it rented. And you look back and you realize, holy cow, there was nothing to it. I just fixed up this house. The foundation was down 7 inches in one corner. We had to repipe the whole thing, whatever it is. That's the kind of rehab I do. Some people just go in for paint and carpet. That works too. But you're going to look back and you're going to be impressed and amazed at what you did. Now, you didn't do the work. You hired it out, but you had the vision. And you connected all the dots and you made it happen, and you got it rented in no time because you followed the Lifestyles model of best product, best price, right? A lot of people have that fear that they're not going to be able to get the house rented. And if you're doing it right, that's not going to be an issue at all. And again, you'll look back and everything's run relatively smoothly, and you've gained confidence as a result of that. But you got to remember, it's like eating potato chips. You're going to want to keep going. And a few months later or years later, whatever your timeline is, right, you're going to look back and you're going to think, holy cow, I have, fill in the blank, 5 rental houses or 10 or 20, whatever it is. I'm telling you, that is a confidence builder. You know, those are all little projects that you have successfully managed your way through from start to finish, gotten leased out, and now maybe like me, you're still managing them. And look, I got to tell you, I'm a pretty shy guy. If you know me, I'm fairly quiet. I'm not a huge talker in my regular daily life. And if you had told me 10 years ago that I would be on the radio here in 2019, I would have looked at you a little cross-eyed and thought you were a crazy person. But look, the stuff we've done in rental real estate has given my wife added confidence. It's just been a tremendous booster. And speaking of my wife, let's talk about that. Another side effect, depending on how you invest, is stronger relationships. Now, we have a lot of members that maybe the husband joins and that's his gig, or maybe the wife joins and that's her gig. We see both sides there. The other spouse doesn't get involved at all. But we see a lot of what I'm going to call power couples come through. Husband's there, wife is there, doing this together, both learning together, both nervous together, right, at the first purchase of that scary, messed up house. But what's going to happen over time is you're going to build this business, and that's what it is. You're going to build this business together as a husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you got going there as a power team. You're going to learn to leverage each other's skill sets, and you're going to be spending a lot of time together in that sense. And what's going to come out on the backside is simply put, a stronger relationship. And we've seen that firsthand, my wife and I. Hey, again, if you've got any questions, you can email me to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that email is askandy@luinc.com. Or give us a call. This is a live show. The number here is 877-711-5211. Again, the number here is 877-711-5211. And when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues here in just a minute, I want to talk to you about developing a thicker skin. You're going to get a thicker skin through this process, and it may seem counterintuitive, but that's a good thing.
Are Are you wondering who the free workshop is for? We've been amazingly successful with people who are pressed for time. Doctors, lawyers, small business owners, and corporate professionals who are grinding their lives away for earned income and don't realize that they can start creating passive income today within the confines of their schedules and commitment. Do you want to get started now? Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm happy to be with you today. And today we're talking about some of the side effects that you will experience when you start investing in rental real estate. You know, I talked earlier in the show that when you start buying single-family houses, above all, it's like that bag of potato chips that you open up. You can't do just one. You can't eat just one chip. And it's, you know, once you get going with those single-family houses, it's you got to get your fix almost, right? You get one fixed up. It's really neat to watch the progress of on the renovations from start to finish. You know, the rattier the house is when you start, the better discount I hope you got on it, first of all. But once that thing gets fixed up, it's just really neat to see the turnaround on those things. And I'll tell you, when you're showing the house, if you show it yourself, right, you'll hear from the prospective tenants, the applicants, the folks touring the property with you, they're going to be impressed. And you're going to get some real positive feedback. And I hear this all the time when showing the houses, you know, if we're doing that right, the folks will say to me, you know, man, I just came from the house down the road and it was dirty. It was a wreck. You know, this was wrong with it. That was wrong with it. And guess what? We seal the deal there, essentially. You know, we do our background screening, all that good stuff, of course, but we get the application on the spot. You know, because we're offering, like we say here at Lifestyles, the best product for the best price. Now, we're talking about those side effects, and I mentioned ahead of the break, there's one that you're going to develop, I think, if you're like me and you self-manage anyhow, and this may seem counterintuitive, but you're going to get a thicker skin. If you self-manage your properties, look, this is a people business. You are working with not just contractors, obviously, and your realtors and your team. You choose your team, but eventually you're going to rent out that house and you're going to put some tenants into place and you're going to, you know, thoroughly screen them and vet them, as I mentioned. But over time, you're going to get to know them. They're not going to become buddies, best friends or anything like that. But it is a people business. And occasionally you'll get some folks in there that are, they're just annoying, you know, and that's okay. You manage through it. You learn how to deal with it. And ultimately you will get a thicker skin. You know, we've had some folks over the, most of our guys have been great. Most of the families are still with us. But over the years, you know, we'll have a little bit of turn here and there. And sometimes it's okay. You know, all right, you guys move on along. We're fine with that. But what I have noticed is when I started investing, when I get those emails, again, we don't take maintenance requests by phone. You need to send it in writing. It just made me cringe. But over time, I got over that. I realized, look, I know how to handle this. I have all the resources in front of me because I'm a part of Lifestyles. I have access to the vendor list. Why am I letting this bother me? And eventually it didn't. It stopped. I got a thicker skin, and you'll be a better investor when you get to that point, right? Again, it is a people business, you know, and you never know what you're going to get. So you'll learn to deal with that. And I've heard of friends that have got the tenants in there that don't seem to know how to change a light bulb. You've got to manage through that. You've got to do a little bit of tenant training, of course. That's part of the process. But my newer investor friends, I notice it all the time. They're getting better, and they're developing that armor of sorts as well. Now I want to talk about something else that I've noticed, and I got to preface this. You know, you do not have to be any sort of an entrepreneur to become a real estate investor. You know, entrepreneurship is a very popular topic these days. The universities offer classes on it. It's really gained a lot of traction. Just that notion in our nation at the moment. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to become a real estate investor. But what I've noticed is that you probably will find, buried deep within, after years of suffering at your corporate day job, you've actually got some entrepreneurial spirit buried down in there, and it's going to come out. Now, first of all, again, I got to go back to my preface. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to become a real estate investor, and that's the cool thing, actually, about Lifestyles Unlimited and the model that we use. Look, it's all about finding a mentor that has the right roadmap for you. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, I use that phrase a lot because I see it happen a lot in the market. You know, when I talk to other investors that are, you know, mom and pop shops that are just doing their own thing here and there, they are reinventing the wheel. They stress themselves out. They go to lengths to do stuff they don't need to do because they're not following a good model. They're not following a good map. And really, just again, comes down to getting educated and listening and following the right steps. And I mentioned ahead of the break, I think, that we've got some free workshops coming up. If you're in the Texas area, we've got those across the state, in Dallas, in San Antonio, in Houston, in Austin, for the balance of August and on into September and October, typically in the evenings around 6:30 or so. If you want to check those out and learn about the education and mentoring process or programs, you know, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and register for the free workshop there. It's just a couple hours, and it's well worth your time. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com, or alternatively, give us a call at 8. This is a different number than I gave out earlier for the studio. You can call us at 866-945-6565. Again, that number is 866-945-6565. And that's how my wife and I got started. And I'll tell you what, we worked for years at corporate jobs as well. And over time, we did uncover a certain entrepreneurial spirit within ourselves as well. And I see it all the time with my fellow investors. They discover that. And again, these are folks that spent years or even decades, you know, behind a desk or whatever, working in corporate America. No sign of the entrepreneur to be seen, but then they embark on this real estate investing path, and something ignites in them. You know, among other things, I've seen guys go on to open their own businesses, sometimes roofing. Sometimes it's real estate related, sometimes not. You know, see a lot of guys go into maybe some form of construction trade or roofing, for example. A lot of guys get into real estate. You know, I got my realtor license at some point. I don't actively use it on the retail side. It's more for investing. But a lot of guys go full scale into the realtor business. And Rusty, a guy I know, he's just killing it. Opening restaurants is another thing I've seen these guys go on to do. And, you know, this newfound entrepreneurial spirit coupled with time, right, the time that they've bought back from their corporate America, that's what gives us all, right, the time to get out and explore and discover, right? I mean, I think that's what it's all about, learning new things, and eventually you find a new passion. For me, the passion in this case has been real estate. I really enjoy it. But other folks will spend their time doing other things and find something else that really interests them. And, you know, you don't have to be 100% real estate investing all the time, right? You just need to get that portfolio of single family houses or that portfolio of passive multifamily deals in place, and you can coast. You know, you've got that passive income coming in the door, right, every month. You've met your expenses, maybe exceeded your expenses. You want to have some spending money, right? You want to travel. That's another part of the time that you've bought back. But once you get that into place, you can go explore and live life, right, to its fullest. And I think you'll probably find deep down inside you've got some of that entrepreneurial spirit as well. And it's real exciting to see what folks go on to do after they get started in investing and getting those houses or whatever lined up. And something else we see quite a bit, You know, we all enter the Lifestyles program kind of limiting in our own beliefs. A lot of folks, they see the map very clearly, and they just launch straight into multifamily, become a lead investor, and that's great. But I see a lot of guys and gals, I say guys all the time, but that means everybody, get started with single family because it's a little bit easier to digest. It's easier to wrap your head around, and that's the case for us as well. I get it. I love houses. I just love seeing them turn around. But a lot of people get started with the single family, and they see some success there, and then they start to look around, and they're like, wait a minute. Okay, Lifestyles was fully on spot with what they said about the single family investing. And I heard them talk about this on the multifamily side in the two-day course that I took with David Fisher or Del Walmsley back, you know, a year ago or whenever you took it. And they start to shift. And they probably get into a couple of passive deals. But what I find is a lot of the single family guys that have really built up a good business around that portfolio, they shift into lead investor role. They start to take down their own apartment complexes, syndicate deals, and that's a form of entrepreneurial development, I would say, as well. And I'm always excited to see our friends that shift from single into multifamily. Hey, if you're too busy to ask a question about today's topic, you can email me anytime at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. And again, this is a live show. The number here in the studio is 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. And again, I just want to touch on those free workshops. We've got one coming up here in Dallas. If you're in Dallas where I am, this coming Thursday, August 29th, same date down in San Antonio, same date down in Houston. So if you're listening across the great state of Texas, get out there, go check out our free workshop. We'll continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show here in a moment.
Are you tired of sitting in rush hour traffic? Are you worn out from your extremely long work commute and thinking, I need a new career or a better way of making more money? You don't need a new job. You need a passive income stream. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have been teaching people real estate investing for the past 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. One way is equity capture. Equity capture is when you buy an asset for less than what it's worth. If you buy a house for $50,000 in a neighborhood that's in the $90,000 range, you put $20,000 into improvements, then you've just captured $20,000 in equity. And that amount goes directly towards your net worth. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about equity capture and the other ways real estate makes you money. Visit us at LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com today. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. Our free workshop calendar is available at LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Del's top team, including operations consultants, mentors and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about some of the non-financial side effects, actually, that you're going to experience when you start to invest in rental real estate. Now, there is the financial aspect of it, of course, which we touched on at the top of the show, the fact that real estate is the best way to build passive income because you make money five different ways. with rental property, whether we're talking about apartments or single family houses. And just to recap those, obviously the biggest component for us, because we live off of it, is the cash flow, right? That's the money that we collect, or the difference between the rent we collect from our tenants every month and the expenses we pay on the property. And here in the DFW area, that's anywhere from a couple hundred bucks to maybe 500. On average, I'm seeing about 400 or so. Obviously, we build up some equity as the tenants pay down our mortgage, and we gain some equity at the start because we buy right, we buy low. We fix up a house. Typically, we're buying stuff that's in distressed condition, and that's how we're able to buy it at such a discount, and we create that equity. So we've got a bit of a buffer on the back end. And obviously, over time, real estate appreciates, and we're not going to go into them today. They're fairly complex, but the tax benefits, both on your for your cash flow, we pay little to no taxes on that, as well as on your capital gains when you sell. They're tremendous. So that's all the financial side of it. But I find that over the years, as I've watched myself develop, watched my wife develop in this industry, watched other investor friends of ours grow, there's a lot of other stuff that comes into play that really is a benefit to everybody involved. And we've been talking about some of those today. Now, I did get an email here that I do want to take up from a listener. Just briefly scanning here. So he's looking for advice. Now, I don't see where this listener is located. CP is the abbreviation of the name, anyhow. Can you give me any advice on where to find rental properties? They've got some capital they'd like to invest. He's in the she's in the construction industry, very mechanically inclined, can do their own work, etc., but would like to get some knowledge before jumping in. And I think that's a very wise decision to get informed first. Goes on to ask, how much should I spend on a home? How much should I drop on repairs? And how do I find or know if a property is a good deal? A lot of questions there. And the easiest answer for me to give you is to tell you to go out to one of our free workshops, of course. I don't know where you're at because you didn't put an address in your email, but I trust that you're listening at the moment. If you are in Texas, we've got the free workshops coming up across the state, and we're nationwide at this point. We're actually opening a shop in Phoenix here very soon, opening an office there, so we'll have workshops there. But we've got them going on in Seattle, in California, in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., so we're pretty much everywhere. So depending on where you are, go out to lifestylesunlimited.com and find one of those. You'll get a little more in-depth information that I'm going to be able to give you in the last segment of the show, is why I recommend you go that route. Now, I did a show last week where we talked about finding properties. You can find that in the archives. The balance of the second half of the show, we looked at different tactics you might take to help you find that next rental property. And among other things, find a good realtor, right? If you get involved with Lifestyles, we've got a realty team that makes it very easy. That's all they do. They know the landlord side of things. They know the rental business very well, and that's how we've picked up a lot of our properties. So you're going to want to sit down with them and or whoever your realtor is and let them know what you're looking for. And then there's a lot of stuff that goes on off market as well that's a little more complex. And then as far as how much you drop on repairs, how much should you spend on a home? Really, that's going to come down to you sitting down and thinking about your goals, right? You've got some capital to deploy. So what is it that what is the return that you need to see? Right, both in percentage terms as well as your actual monthly cash flow. So that's something where a mentor can help you, take your situation, and everyone's a little different, so everyone starts at a different point, and help you kind of figure out that roadmap. It's hard to give you a pat answer, it all depends on where you are in the country. If you're on the, on one of the coasts, that may not even be a place to buy. You may want to look at someplace like Texas, where our numbers make a little more sense. So find a mentor. That's the best place to start, and get an education through them. Find somebody that has a track record, right? That's the key. And I'll tell you, Lifestyles Unlimited, by the way, we've been doing this for 30 years. This is founded by Del Walmsley down in Houston almost 30 years ago. We're up to 40,000 members in our membership base globally, right? A lot here in Texas, but we are, like I mentioned, nationwide. And we've got folks from outside of the country that are investing, for example, here in Dallas-Fort Worth by way of our realty team. So it's a very, very strong infrastructure that's in place, a huge, and I mean huge, knowledge base that you can draw from. And just a tremendous experience. So it's great. And I'll tell you, that takes me to my next topic, which is talking about the side effects that you're going to experience when you get involved in rental real estate. And one of those things is a sense of community. And I mean this on multiple fronts. And I'm talking about the Lifestyles Network and the size of the organization. And it's a fascinating, it's a wonderful community. You know, like I said, we joined a little over 7 years ago, and it's been great. The folks we meet there, we're all on the same wavelength, right? We all have, you know, maybe slightly different goals, but among them is acquiring real estate, whether it's single family or multifamily. So it's very easy to go to the Lifestyles free workshops or the case studies, whatever event is going on, and I can talk to anybody there. And again, I mentioned earlier, I'm a pretty shy guy, you know, in networking type environments. Sometimes it's a little difficult for me, but I know that we're all on the same page, and that makes it very easy. And I've really enjoyed the sense of community that we have just at Lifestyles, and as well as the network that we have wound up building there in terms of friends, right? This has become our extended family, as well as the vendor network, all the realtors and whatnot that have helped us along the way. But to go a little further in terms of sense of community, one of the neat things I've seen at some of the case studies, a lot of the guys that go into the multifamily deals, right, they're taking down apartments that may be 50 units, maybe 100, maybe 200, maybe bigger. And a lot of times what they'll wind up doing is putting into place community programs. You know, we're typically buying in the Class C, right, A, B, C, D, so towards the bottom of the scale, fixing these things up, maybe pushing them up into the Class B category. But you know, a lot of these guys will go in and they'll see a need there in that community, and they'll put together programs. For example, one of the recent case studies that I went to, the multifamily lead had put together a program for children going, you know, school age children. They reached out to their vendor network, reached out to their investors, and pulled in backpacks full of school supplies and had everything ready to go for the kids at the start of the school year. And that's, you know, it's just a virtuous circle when you start to do that sort of thing. Obviously, that endears you to your community, to your renters, of course. And, you know, you just get a little bit more involved, and it's a very positive cycle that starts to build. And then as I, single family guy, get involved in more and more communities, you know, I tend to learn about these new cities, and we do get a little bit involved. And that's up to you how you want to, you know, how you want to take that, you know, what direction you want to go. But I have found a much more pronounced sense of community, even in my own, you know, city where I live, as a result of our involvement in real estate, right? Like I said, it is a people business. You do start to learn to work with people a little better if that's been a challenge for you in the past, like type B guy me. I find that's been a huge benefit. Now, obviously, as we buy our rental properties, as we build our cash flow, as we build our passive income, we're going to wind up buying back our time. And that can be on several fronts. And that may simply mean I've now got the money in my pocket. I can leave my job. And as you have more time, you're going to be more relaxed. You're going to get healthier, right? You've got more time to work out, for example. You're going to have more time with your family. You know, I've got a 2.5-year-old, and I love the time that I'm able to spend with him. You're going to have time to travel. That's going to make you a more well-rounded individual. You're going to get out. You're going to see the world. You're going to get inspiration. That's going to become, again, that positive loop that feeds back into that entrepreneurial spirit, for example. You go out into the world. You see something neat. You bring it home. You build it up locally for your community or whatever. And the other thing that I find is that as far as the potato chips and eating too many and, right, the side effects that come along is that you learn to give back. You learn to be more generous. And I see that across the Lifestyles ecosystem quite a bit. I mentioned the apartment example with the backpacks and the school supplies. And I got to tell you about a guy that is a Lifestyles member. He joined a couple years ago back in 2017 or so out in Phoenix, Arizona. And I mentioned just a moment ago that we're opening an office there. And I'll tell you, a lot of the action that we've got going on there is attributable to this guy. His name's Peter Neerman, and he's one of our ambassadors out in the broader world. So if we don't have an office in your city, but we've got a member, they may become an ambassador and represent Lifestyles and help connect the community there. And Peter's done a great job in Phoenix, in Arizona, of building up the membership base together with Lifestyles so that we are at the point where we are opening an office there. And I, you know, heard from Peter for the first time this past April. He was a keynote speaker at the Lifestyles Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Very inspirational guy. Here's the deal. Peter started investing with Lifestyles, building out his lifestyle after he had a terrible, terrible accident years ago. He was taken out by a rogue wave while on vacation with his family, and it smashed him to the ground, snapped his neck, made him a quadriplegic. And a lot of people would give up at that point, but not Peter. He fought, right? He fought back. He learned to breathe again on his own, learned to eat again on his own. He is still confined to a wheelchair, but he now has use of some of his arms, or both of his arms to some degree, I should say. And again, he was the keynote speaker at the Lifestyles Expo down in Houston this past April. Very, very motivational, very, very inspirational. Because, you know, I mean, part of his point is, look, if I'm able to do this investing thing and build my lifestyle from a wheelchair, there's no reason why you guys should have any barriers at all. You can do this too. He's got a great YouTube video out there of the speech that's worth checking out. And what I want you to take away today is, if you are feeling generous, we don't typically do this sort of thing at Lifestyles, but we are. Peter's van caught on fire is what I'm getting to, and we're trying to raise funds to help him replace that. If you go to lugiveback.com, that's going to redirect you to David Fisher's Facebook site, where we're trying to raise funds. We're well over a quarter of the way there already in the first week, which is wonderful. So again, that's lugiveback.com. And if you want to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can register for our free workshop there. And just as a reminder, you can find us on the air every day of the week and enjoy our podcasts anytime at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money. We talked about this throughout the show. It's not the money. It's all about the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.